We have one listener question in our mailbag, and this week it comes from Lauren, who consumes us in Virginia, whether she watches or listens. And her question is as follows. She says, my husband and I are expecting a baby in the fall. Congratulations.
Yes.
As we prepare our hearts for this new season, we also firmly are aware of the signs of the times and don't want to miss what God is doing. We want to continue our purpose in sharing God's kingdom and sharing the truth. We're not fearful of bringing in a child and trust in the Lord wholeheartedly. What advice would you give to new parents who know the end times we're living in, but are also raising kids?
Yeah. Again, I'm sure there's
a
lot
challenge.
I'm sure there's a lot of young couples thinking this very thing.
Yeah.
So this is a very appropriate question and something that needs to be addressed. And I would just say, you know, first of all, we can't live in fear as believers. And I want to encourage you, moms and dads, and encourage you guys out there, Lauren and your family, don't be afraid to have children. The Lord gave a command in the Garden of Eden. He said, be fruitful and multiply. And so that's what we're commanded to do. And of course, then the concern comes in, if we're going to be fruitful and multiply, then how does that work in the world that we live in with all the weird stuff going on and the dangers? You know, the first thing I'm going to do is lay the foundation. That is, be fruitful and multiply, the Lord said. Secondly, the Lord said in Luke 19:13, he gave a parable, and he said that he called 10 of his servants together and delivered to them 10 pounds, that is a certain amount of money, and said unto them, occupy until I come. So the principle I want to point out is from the Garden of Eden, where he said to be fruitful and multiply, and then he says here, occupy till I come. We're to live as normal until the Lord comes back. We're not to say, oh, no, times are getting worse, don't have kids. No, we need godly children in the world today. We don't know how long it's going to be until the Lord comes back. And so we need to be raising up the next generation of godly kids to be able to reach the world around us. So that's a given. But the question is, well, how do we protect them? What if we're worried? You got to trust God in that. We have to trust in the Lord. And if you've got little ones, remember, it tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 7 that if one of us, at least one parent, knows the Lord, our children are sanctified, which means if the rapture takes place, when the rapture takes place, rather, they will be going to heaven. So our kids will go, even if they're young and even if they're not at the age of accountability to make those decisions. But in the meantime, I believe the scripture would encourage us to continue to have children and to raise children up in the Lord, because we need that more than ever for the days in which we live. I do believe there are seasons, rare seasons, where we should not have children or get married. And we see a couple of those in Scripture. One I can think of is where Jeremiah was giving the prophecy that the nation was about to be judged. They were going to come in and kill all the women, rape them and kill them and kill all the children. And so the prophetic word was, you know, don't be having kids. Paul even said in his day, at one time, he said, you know what? Yes, get married, have kids. But he said, I wish you would stay as I am, as single. There was a reason behind that, Paul was saying, not just the spiritual reasons, but also persecution was great. Christians were being fed to lions. In other words, there are seasons where it's open season on Christians. And if they're killing your babies and killing your wives and killing, you know, then that might be a good time not to marry, because there's less heartache in losing a spouse to some type of, you know, gruesome execution, as well as it may be a time to hold off on having children, because they're only going to take your children like Pharaoh was doing and throw them in the Nile River. So there are times we do put the brakes on, maybe for a temporary moment of time until that passes. But unless you're in a moment like that, we are to continue to occupy until the Lord comes, he says there in Luke 19:13. So I would encourage you, and God bless you on having those kids. Now, on part two of that question, how to raise them, I'm going to say something that will sound very basic and simple, but then I want to give you some practical things to do, because I don't want it to sound just like a simple answer that is easy to throw out there. And that is, train them up in the Bible. Train them up in the way of the Lord. Now, you might be saying as a Christian, well, that's obvious, Pastor. We get that. Everybody is going to do that. Well, you'd be surprised. There are a lot of Christian parents who don't do this, and I think oftentimes they either don't take the time to do it or they don't know how. And what I mean by that is, that doesn't mean just have kids and take them to church. Those are your vitamins. They need a regular meal every day. And God has appointed you as mom and dad to give those kids that meal every day. You're to be feeding them the Word of God. And then you bring them to church on Sunday and Wednesday, or Sunday night as well, whenever, how often you come. And I encourage you to do it as often as you can. And hopefully your church is teaching them the word of God and, yes, giving them a meal, but really it's almost like a protein drink, or it's almost like a smoothie for that day. You're giving them something extra that their body needs and is very healthy. But if you're only giving them what they get at church, your children are going to grow up malnourished. So hear me on this, parents. And even churches that teach the word good, remember, that's only once or twice a week. You've got them 7 days a week. You need to be teaching them the word. So you say, all right, great. How do I do that? I'm not a teacher. I don't know how. I'm busy. Especially you moms that have two or three kids hanging around you, grabbing on saying, mom, mom, mom all day. You're just hoping you can clean the kitchen or maybe you get a meal done. You're exhausted. I understand that, and God understands that. During those years, you know, lay your Bible open on the counter and just read a verse or two as you walk by. Share something from those verses with your kids throughout the day. God will show you creative ways just to be able to pour into your kids. So there's one practical way for you moms. But for you dads, really, it's your responsibility. And moms, you can do this if dad doesn't, because I know sometimes dads are not saved or maybe their schedule is whatever, they can't do it. You know, as a dad, you need to set aside a time every day in the evening that you spend some time with your little ones in the Word. And what we did was I made a commitment to go through the entire Bible with our kids. And we did that more than once. We got through and started again before they all left home. They haven't all actually left home now. But either way, and so what we would do is you do it age appropriate. You don't have to be a teacher. You don't have to be some kind of expert. Just read a chapter, and you read it in advance to know what it's talking about, and share, like, if they're little, just give them a nugget or two. As they get older, as you go through the Bible, share a little bit more, but just share what's appropriate for where they are. And then when you come to those places, and most of the Bible's like this, where you can live the story out, they love that. And what it does is it drives it home in their heart. And I'll give you an easy example. David and Goliath. I use that one a lot because it's an easy one, but there are a lot of great places in the Bible all through it. You can do this. Live it out. Dad, you're big. Be Goliath. Who will fight me? You know, the kids, all right, David, grab your stone and plant. They love it. Don't let them get real rocks because they'll get excited. And, you know, I've had kids pounce on me with both knees when I play Philistines are attacking. Oh, so yeah. That's not a good feeling. But the bottom line is live these scenes out of the Philistines, of the battles, of David and Goliath, and then collapse on the floor. Let them capture you. And then the Israelites roar for victory and all this. It not only teaches them, you read it and then you act it out. It burns it in their little hearts and minds, and you're training them up in the Word of God. They go through the Bible. Yeah. By the time they're little to adult, by 18, you should be able to get them through the whole Bible. They've gone through the whole Bible. They've been able to have a closer relationship with you as a parent pouring into them, and you've trained up the next generation. And then you're getting them the vitamins and protein drinks they need by going to church a couple times a week. So, yes, have kids. God bless you in it. There's some practical application on how to raise them up in the Word of God, because that's going to make them strong and give us the next generation of godly children.
That's great. Thank you, Pastor Mark. And Lauren, thanks for your question. If you've got a question like Lauren, we invite you to visit thewaymedia.net or on the Way Media app. Just navigate to Signs of the Times, and you'll see a place where you could submit your prophecy question. And we also have a section for our frequently asked questions that we try to keep updated, that we might be able to answer your question right there from our website. So again, that's thewaymedia.net.